He polished some of their shoes. He saw people coming and going through the door that led into the palace, and he joined them. But there he found that he would have to pay to enter. He was out of food now, and he needed to save his money. Through the palace door he could see a long hall leading to an archway shaped like a horseshoe, and the walls gleamed with tiles of many colors. He wanted to enter, but he turned away. Some other time, perhaps. Pepin found a cottage nearby facing an olive grove, and the owner of the cottage would let him stay there for a few cents a day. And so Pepin made it his home while he was in the city. It was a three-room plaster house, and his room opened on a balcony that looked over the town of Granada, far below. In the hillside between him and the town, there were gypsy caves, and at evening the gypsies came out to dance. Gray-green olive trees stretched beyond the house, and flowers bloomed under his balcony. To the left he could see snow-covered mountains, and he often watched the sunset turn them to pink and gold. Every day he went to the palace gate to polish shoes. His pennies were growing, for the Americans liked the little bootblack who could ask for work in their own language. And then the day came when he felt he could spare the money to pay for a ticket at the palace door. Pepin had never seen anything so wonderful. Fountains splashed in the courtyards, and the walls gleamed with little tiles set with jewels. Their plaster was covered with delicate designs, so that every inch of them was beautiful. Pepin wandered from room to room, stopping beside the pools to look up at the latticed windows from which princesses had peeped when the Moorish kings lived here. He found the court of lions, where 12 stone lions guard the fountain. They are very old and have guarded it for many, many years. He looked through arched windows into the courtyards. Pepin's heart was filled with beauty.